Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. This summer holiday, we were looking at different things to do with the kids. And if you're anything like me, like summers can be long and you come up with a lot of cool stuff to do. But the funny thing is that sometimes the easiest things and the ones that take the least preparation and the least money make the biggest difference. So looking back on the summer holiday, like one of the highlights for the kids was that each of them got a day where they got to be the boss. They got to determine what the day plan was and like within reason of, you know, kind of like health and money, they could decide what to do. So one of the things we did with our middle daughter, she was saying like, what I want to do most is, well, one thing we did, obviously, which I did really, really good, was singing karaoke. But let's let that moment pass for a little bit and be happy that there's no recording of that. But one of the things we actually did was play Roblox. And this is one of the things I've been pushing back against. I used to play a lot of video games and I loved it. But somehow it might be a generational thing, but the games kids play these days obviously are no fun whatsoever. At least that was the assumption I had. And actually, by the way, I still think it is. But what she wanted to do more than anything else was spend an hour and a half with me and my wife playing her favorite, you know, mobile game, Roblox. And we were bad at it. Oh, man, we were bad at it. But that actually added to her fun. Her being completely competent and very comfortable with some game that we were struggling just to randomly walk around. Her sharing like all the stories about like the rainbow animals walking around and all the pets she had collected and all the outfits she'd gotten. And it was actually a really nice connecting experience. I mean, the game, I really didn't like it. But the process of doing this with her, like she's still talking about the moment that we did that. Like, I mean, we had like all these huge things we set up and days we went away and money we spent and stuff like that. But this small thing of spending an hour and a half in her world, on her terms, completely guided by her, made a huge difference. And actually, it's made it more fun later on as well, because now when we have conversations, I can so much more easily tie in with her on what she's doing. And maybe you've listened to this podcast for a long time. You've heard me talk like a long time ago about positive psychology, that there are different forms of happiness, different ways of becoming happiest and adding to your well-being. And one of them is having positive relationships, having a positive connection with other people. And what connection is more important than your connection with your own kids? And one of the ways to do that is to have an active, constructive responding strategy. To dive into the world and whatever they're saying, you know, be active and engaged and respond in a positive, constructive way. And that's basically what this was. Spending time in her world and kind of getting back to her and like saying like, oh, what's happening? Share this with me, explaining with her, letting her be the expert. So what is a way you can do this? Because actually, I mean, I'm doing the same with my four-year-old. You can live in their world too. Like playing with their stuffed animals or stuff like that, you know, or playing the video game they want to play. And you can do it with your 17-year-old. And it's really stepping beyond what you think is interesting, what you think you care about, because that's actually not all that interesting. What do they want to talk about? What world do they want to engage in? So this is your homework assignment for today. Find a place where you can move into the world that your child occupies. And go all out, you know, do what they want to do, play it the way they want to play it, and be actively engaged. And you will get back that this is one of the most fun moments they've had. And as a general exercise, you know, making your kids the boss for any prolonged period of time, like this is your 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or an entire day if you want to go all out, that makes a huge difference. And actually what I really liked is that the kids were very gracious towards each other. Like when the others were the, you know, boss for the day, they would happily go along with the program because they know they would get to be the boss as well. So it doesn't even have to be like a one-on-one thing. So where can you make your kids the boss and how can you have them enjoy the day? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.